My name's Michelle O'Woon. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research is to compile a modern day picture of the UK. The day today is the 22nd of July and the time is now 2:23 a.m. Could you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
My name is Pamela Barnes. I'm 67 and I'm from Haworth, West Yorkshire.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How did you hear about this project?
Well, I knew about the fourth plinth, you know, when there was the Alison Lapper thing and the Rachel Whiteread thing, her sculpture. So I've been following it really for quite a long time. And then when I heard that, you know, there was going to be something on, I followed it then and voted for the Anthony Gormley thing, you know, and they asked, well, you didn't really vote, but when you asked for the public. So I've sort of been in it right from the beginning, really.
Why did you particularly want to take part in this project? What is it that appeals to you about it?
It's very democratic. It's, you're part of a bigger thing. And I like the idea of loads of people from all over the UK doing something, really. And I like the idea that it doesn't matter what you do, either you can perform or you can just be or you can take time out. I like that open-endedness of it.
Does anybody in your community know that you're taking part?
Oh yes, well, family and friends, because I live a distance and people are working, they couldn't come down, a lot of them, but my daughter, two daughters and a partner have been here, and my friends in Haworth are all, you know, rooting for me, especially as I'm going to mention Howard. And they're really excited. And then my friends, you know, my group of friends are all... In fact, I tried to get a bit of sleep or a bit of a rest tonight, and I couldn't because they all kept texting me. So that was lovely, really. And then on Friday, we'll probably get together when I get back and we'll have a bit of a plinth party. So,
what's been their reaction to you taking part?
Oh, they thought it was great. Absolutely fantastic. Some of them have applied as well, and two have actually got on as well, who live in Shipley, West Yorkshire.
Have they been on yet?
They haven't been on yet. They're at end of August, so that's like amazing, really. But I have one particular friend who's followed it right from the beginning with me, and she hasn't got on, so we just, you know, really she's got to... But more and more people are applying now.
Can you tell me a bit more about Haworth? What's it like?
Well, it's, you know, the Bronte village, and it is, the main street is very touristy, but it's a lovely touristy place because it's a very benign crowd. It's very easygoing, all ages. People come from very far away, America, Japan. We have a lot of Japanese visitors, but it's all the way we live. So, you know, there's good pubs, good lot of music around, good cafes, friendly people. It's good. And it's only, 25 miles from Leeds or something. So it's, you know, we're not, people think it's really isolated and bleak, and it's not real. Not to us, anyway.
How long have you lived there?
I've only been there 5 years, but I've known it all my life. You know, I moved over from Thackley, Bradford. And my brother lives over Hebden Bridge, so I'm over the moor to him, so it's quite handy.
Mm. How did you feel when you found out that you had a place on the plinth?
Oh, I thought it was great. And then I looked at the time and I thought, oh no, how can you possibly do that? You know, how can you stay up all night? And then I thought, well, if I refused it and went back in, then I'd never forgive myself if I didn't get it, would I? You know, so I thought, no, you've got to go for this. So, here I am.
What are you going to do with your time on the plinth?
I'm doing a little project on a sort of celebration of older women, because there's this thing about older people in general being invisible. And I once went to a meeting for pensioners and they were talking about bingo and coach trips. I thought, oh no, can't, you know, I had to leave. And that stayed with me, actually, because I think, I don't know, it's what other people think older people want. And that's fine if you want that, you know, but not everybody. You know, it's the stereotyping, really. So I want to show that older people can have fun. And I intend making a, like a scrapbook of the last month, just this last month of my life and some of the things I've done. Just sticking them in, bits of mementos with a bit of a commentary. And saying older women have fun, which is what I do. But I'm also saying older women have fun, you know, a command if you like. Don't let them grind you down, really.
What kind of images or events will you be pasting?
Well, one of them is about my own village, because on whatever date it was, I went to a meeting. I'm on the, it's called the Hags Group, the Haworth Art Group. But really, it should be called the Haworth Art and Music Group now. And we do, it's a small art festival in September, so people meet all the year round. And it is music, it's very local. So I want to say about that, and I want to say about Haworth being twinned with Machu Picchu. Not a lot of people know that. Sort of thing you get on quizzes, you know, pub quizzes. So, and it's the people who are twinned, not, you know, mayors and people like that. And the other thing is, it's a fair trade village. So I'm doing something about Haworth. I'm doing something about when I went to the Beverley Folk Festival, which was great, and we're camping, a group of us. I'm doing something about our co-housing group, where a group of older women are, and not only older women, people are, we're setting up a co-housing association, you know, which is a planned intentional housing development, if you like, little scheme, where you all have your own flats or houses or something, and but you have a shared, so it's an intentional community, really. And it's aging in place, so you look after each other as you get older and newer people come in. So
what is shared about it?
You have shared places, you have shared outside, but there's hopefully there'll be a shared room, you know, lounge, kitchen, maybe washers and laundry facilities, gardening, vegetable growing, you know, bike shed or whatever, you know. So that's, it's very big in Denmark. And it's just getting going here, so we're hoping, you know, it's hard work. It's been going a while, it takes ages to
wait.
Well, I wasn't one of the founder members, but somebody, you know, has researched it and got in touch with other people, been to visit, and then we did like why we wanted to do it, lots of questionnaires, we meet every month and then subgroups in between. So we have a partnership group who is looking, getting new members, and that's a membership group. And then we're at the stage now where we've got a brief. That's been the big thing, writing a brief and an executive summary. And then we're trying to get housing associations and social landlords to look at our stuff and come in with us, you know, and help with the building. So that's where we're at the moment.
Is this something that you've done or had previous experience of in your working life?
No, though there's one or two people have got some experience, you know. But I mean, some people think it's like, you know, 1960s loopy commune or something, but it's not like that at all, really. But it is the communal, having shared. I mean, not everybody's going to be your best buddy, but it's like looking after each other, really, you know, making sure that you are a community.
Are you working at the moment?
No, I'm retired. I'm a retired primary teacher, foundation stage specialist, really. So I do a bit of voluntary work in schools now and then. I only do the nice bit, like the art and the science and the bit of design, you know. Don't do the literacy and numeracy.
Have you always been interested in the arts?
I have, really. I don't consider myself to be an artist of any description at all, really, but I do craft, you know, belong to craft groups, and I like to go to exhibitions. And my eldest daughter's a ceramicist, and her partner's works with wood and does restoration. And my middle daughter's a painter, actually, and her partner's a sculptor. And my younger daughter, who's with me, is she's interested in wood and textiles, and but as a hobby, you know. And her partner does a lot of video graphics and stuff, animation. So, you know, they've all gone that way, really.
What's the main thing you would say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
Oh, God, I hate doing this. It's like when you're in an interview and they say, tell me about yourself, when you go for a job, and you think, oh, I don't know anything. Well, I was widowed about 15 years ago. I've got three daughters, so obviously my family are very important to me, and their partners as well. So I've had to sort of get on with it, really. So I have a group of friends. I'm very lucky. I've got a very good group of friends who, you know, we do things together, particular group of friends. So I'm sociable. I enjoy mixing with people. I like my own space as well. I enjoy having fun, and I also like to think I'm putting a bit back as well, you know, doing a bit of voluntary work and community stuff as well. I'm quite happy, really.
What else is important in your life at the moment?
At the moment, my family always come first. Trying to do things I ought to do, but one of the advantages of getting older, you know, is that you don't have to do... You don't have these obligations and duties anymore, in many ways. So you can say, when you prioritise, you can say, well, I'm not going to bother with that, you know. And so, but I'm having my project should be, and it was in the summer, but now it'd be sort of January, is reorganising my house, really, and getting some jobs done and that sort of thing. So that's sort of practical. And it's maintaining friendships and health and being aware, you know. It's important to be aware of what's going on in the world, very much so, you know.
You mentioned that you're going to be promoting older women while you're on the plinth. What are the other good things do you think about growing old?
Well, you don't have the constraints that you have of a job or, you know, attendance. I mean, you may have, but on the whole, the less severe. You've got time. It's absolutely great having time and not being rushed. So you've got a lot of choices open to you. You know, like on Thursday, I go into Bradford often to the Pictureville, you know, the media... at the Media Museum, and of course they have a big range of films there. It's absolutely great. And like at first I thought, well, this is really decadent going to the cinema in the middle of the day, you know. But now, you know, it's great. You can go and see a good film, have a discussion, meet friends, have a bit of lunch, you know. And you can do all that without rushing after work, you know. So I think there's that time element, and also you can be a bit self-indulgent as well, which is quite nice if you've cared for people all your life. Then I think it's quite good. It's like a bit of me time, really. And you've also got time to take up new things as well. You know, I did Spanish for a couple of years, you know. I find it quite hard, I must admit, to remember stuff, but you know, you can do it. But you've also got the advantage, if you don't want to do it anymore, you can say, oh, well, that, I've done that bit now, you know, do something else.
You mentioned being a carer just now. Is that a role that's been predominant in your life?
It has, yes. because I'm older as well, it's like a different tradition, you know, where it was expected that you didn't work when my children were very small. And that, I suppose that was top of my priority, really. It was never working or a job, but I really, really loved my job. And put a lot of effort into it and time, especially, you know, in the later years. But I think that being a carer was still always the priority. And I'm really, and in a sense, I'm glad now, because I'm very proud of my daughters.
How does it feel now to be doing something for yourself?
It's strange, really. It takes a bit of getting used to, but I'm sure it'll come easy.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, not really. I just find the whole idea of doing this like so bizarre, really. being in, you know, for me, being in the city in the middle of the night is when you live in a village. I mean, not that we're country bumpkins and go to Leeds and Manchester and places like that, but not usually at 3 and 4 in the morning, you know. And it's like a great connected feeling, I suppose, you know. And this is our capital city, and this is happening here, and there's people coming from all over, and I love that feeling of the togetherness of it, really.
What do you think would be the impact of you being on the plinth?
I don't know. I can't really imagine, because I was really, like a week ago, I've been away a lot, and I've only had like odd days at home, so I was a bit panicky, really, thinking, what do I want to do? So I don't know. I'll tell you when I've done it, you know, because I can't imagine really what it's like being there.
Thank you very much.